Glory to God. Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Will you rejoice and be glad in it? Yes, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved Sorrows. I am Arlene Young, co-chaplain. On behalf of our 11th chapter president, Keisha Thurman, and our newly elected 12th chapter president, Kimberly Calloway, also co-chaplains Don Clark and Latasha Gray, and also our Council of Chaplains, I welcome you to the 14th Southfield Alumni Chapter Prayer Conference Line. This morning I will lead with prayers, followed by Sara Gray and Sara Clark, who will close out the prayer session. Let us begin with scripture. Matthew 18, 19, and 20 says, "Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus with praise and thanksgiving, for you are worthy of all the glory, honor, and praise. We praise you, Father. And as you have put on my heart, I intercede with prayer for forgiveness for our chapter and ourselves. You say in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, he, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, we acknowledge to you our sin of disobedience, of things said or done, or what we have failed to say or do. Lord, forgive us. And we thank you for your forgiveness of sins by your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For our chapter, all past presidents and president-elect, executive board, and appointees, I pray the Ephesians prayers 1 and 3. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. The church, the body, Southfield Alumni Chapter. Because we have accepted Christ, and we are the church in Delta. And verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen and amen. And again, the church, all those who have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior in Delta. the church. And now I turn it over to Sora Latasha Gray or Don Clark and Don Clark.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Soros. Good morning. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. And before I begin, I just want to thank our president for Keisha Thurman for her leadership during this biennium, and for her continued support and encouragement throughout this time. She was truly a president for such a time as this. I also want to thank my co-chaplains, Sora Arlene Young and Sora Latasha Gray. God could not have put together a better team of chaplains than us. He truly knitted us together, and I am grateful for that. I want to thank the Council of Chaplains for their willing to avail themselves to serve on these prayer calls and allow the Lord to use them and to speak a word to us each Saturday morning. I want to thank Sora Sherry Nimsom for her perseverance and her faithfulness to help us to get these prayer calls every Saturday morning. Thank you to her and her team for that. And so as I was preparing for this Saturday, the Lord put on my heart Isaiah 61, verse 3. And it says, "To all who mourn in Zion, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory." So over these last 3 to 4 months, we have experienced tremendous times of mourning as a result of SOAR's family, friends, coworkers, and others that we have lost to COVID-19. We have watched as jobs and businesses and plans for events turn to ashes due to the social and economic effects of the pandemic. We have felt despair as we continue to see images and videos of our brothers and sisters, Black women and men, losing their lives senselessly. But God is true to his word, and he keeps his promises. For out of our mourning, we have seen joyous blessings through caravans of love, through Sora Hawa's mobilization of us to encourage and support frontline workers. We have seen acts of love and kindness all over the place. And from the ashes, we have seen new entrepreneurship, new businesses rise. We have seen businesses that pivoted to new products and online sales. And from our despair, we have seen and experienced festivals of praise through virtual worship, through virtual sisterhood events, through connecting with loved ones and family and friends that we haven't seen in ages, through social media and through virtual Zoom calls. And we have reestablished those connections. And we have seen protests that have awakened a new wave of change in our world that we haven't seen before. So, Father, we are grateful that your word, that you are true to your word, that you keep your promises, and that your word says it will never return to you void. We are grateful that even in our time of mourning and despair, when it seems like all that we have seen around us are ashes, that your love, your grace, and your mercy still abound, and that you are walking with us, that your presence is with us, and that even when we didn't think that we could make it one more step, you were there to carry us. And we thank you. We thank you that even when we couldn't see it, that you were still moving, that you were still acting on our behalf. And that if we could just look a little closer, that we could see you, that we could see your glory, that we could see your beauty, And that if we listen just a little bit closer, that we could still hear your voice. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would continue to let your presence surround us, that you would continue to open our eyes that we could see you working, that you would continue to open our ears that we could hear your still small voice encouraging us, telling us how much you love us, that we are your daughters and that we are beloved by you. That you would continue to use us, that you would continue to mobilize us, that you would continue to help us to have the courage and the strength to use our gifts in such a time as this, to not just bring about change, but to continue to shine a light in this dark world, that your glory would shine through us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that we know that you are going to do in us, through us, and for us. And for that, we are forever grateful for your loving kindness, for your hesed. And now I turn it over to your new lead chaplain, Sora Latasha Gray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sora Zahn and Sora Arlene. Before we get ready to close out, I would like to turn it over one last time to our president, Sora Keisha Thurman.
Amen. Good morning, Soras. As we conclude 14 consecutive weeks of Saturday morning prayers, I just again want to thank Sora Sherry, the co-chaplains, the council chaplains for getting up early, sacrificing, preparing the message, bringing us the spirit-filled and much-needed prayer messages packed with so much love every Saturday. You all are so truly appreciated. We love you. We thank you. And we will continue to pray for each of you every day. Please keep Sora Eloise Liddell in your thoughts and prayers and the loss of her father, Mr. Seth Cowart Jr. Last week, he was laid to rest this week in Mississippi. Let's pray for her continued prayers, safe travels back home. And please continue to check the prayer list over the summer, Sores. This is important. Keep our Sores and their loved ones listed in your thoughts and prayers until we can meet again together in September. Please continue to pray for our country. You know, as we watch the news, the COVID-19 numbers are sadly increasing again around us. And as we continue to pray ongoing struggles in the simple pursuit of justice and peace. It's so simple, but we just can't seem to get there. And as we conclude this sorority year and biennium, thank you all so much for all of your love and support. I am praying for each of you as you continue to live, lead, and serve from your hearts. I wish all of God's blessings on each of you. Please stay safe out there in those streets. I love you all. Those of you that will be at the transition meeting, I will look forward to talking and seeing you a little later this morning. Have a wonderful day and weekend, Sores. Love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sora Keisha. And I also, like the rest, want to share my gratitude with Sora Sherry Nipson on behalf of ICT, who has made a sacrifice every Saturday morning to bring us together on these Zoom calls. I would like to thank Sora's Dawn and Arlene in serving together with them as chaplains. And I would also like to thank our Council of Chaplains who every week have been preparing words of meditation and prayer for you all. And then lastly, I would like to thank our sorors for you making that sacrifice to get up, as Sora Keisha said, every Saturday morning to join us. As Don was speaking, it was in line with some of the things that I have been thinking about as well as I reflect back on our time together. There's been a lot, and there's been some, you know, trials and tribulations that have brought us together like this, the pandemic to begin with, and the social injustices that are going on in the world. But I think about the scripture that says that they meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And so I think about the goodness that has come out of this. And I also think about how technology has allowed us to gather together virtually on phone calls. And then also really turning back to old ways in terms of turning back to prayer and turning back to God, and really prioritizing Him first in times such as this. And hopefully we've made Him a priority, not only in just trials and tribulations, but that's going to be the standard for going forward. So as we close out this prayer call, this last prayer call of this sorority year, I just want to leave you all with a scripture, because I thought it would be good for us to close out in praise. And with that, I'll leave you with the scripture. I'm going to start reading from Psalm 24, verse 7. And it says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory." So the King of glory is here. Let us praise, let us worship Him in the name of Jesus. Father God, we invite you in. Lord, we thank you that you have been with us, oh Father God, for these last weeks, months, oh Father God, as we gather together to pray, to support, to lift and encourage one another, oh Father. We thank you, Lord, that you have kept us, oh Father God. The fact that we're here, oh Father God, maybe we've gone through trials and tribulations, oh Father God, but you brought us through. And for that, we thank you and we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord. We say that you are worthy, oh Father God, and you are bigger than any situation. You are bigger than any circumstance that we have ever experienced in our lives, oh Father God. We know that we can look to the hills from whence come our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, oh Father. We know that we are built on the rock, oh Father God, which is a firm foundation, oh Father God. So no matter what winds blow, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, no matter the storms that come, oh Father God, we'll stand firm, planted, rooted in your word, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, that we will not bow down, we will not shut up, we will not put up, and we will not give up, oh Father God, because we serve a great God who is bigger, mighty, strong, and wise. And so we give you thanks and praise for bringing us through and for continuing to watch and protect over us, our sorors, our families, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just want to give you thanks, praise, and honor, oh Father God, as we begin to end this sorority year. We thank you for everything that you've allowed us to do in spite of, oh Father God, for the devil meant it for evil, but you meant it for good, oh Father God. And so we just thank you today, oh Father God. And as we're not able to join together over the summer, oh Father, we thank you that even the technology, Lord, has allowed us to put the calls on the website, oh Father God. And so we can go back and reflect over those, oh Father God. And we can call our sorors one-on-one, oh Father God, and talk and encourage them, oh Father God. Thank you for keeping us connected in more ways than one, Lord. Thank you for blessing us, our sorority, our leadership, oh Father God. And continue, oh Father God, to keep your hand upon us. We thank you for your grace, your favor, oh Father God, undeserving favor, oh Father God. We just give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And so it is. Sorors, enjoy your summer.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.